We are hereby calling the special San Fernando City Council meeting to order at 4:05 PM, beginning with roll call. Ms. Chavez?
Good afternoon, Mayor Joe Fajardo.
Here.
Vice Mayor Sylvia Ballin.
Present.
Councilmember Robert C. Gonzalez is not here. Councilmember Mary Mendoza.
Present.
Councilmember Hector Pacheco is not present.
Thank you. I think we will all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? There are none, and the motion carries. Are there any public statements? It appears that there are none. There's only one member of the audience who is a staffer. Having said that, we will close public statements. At this time, we have either a public hearing or closed session. Mr. Kimball, would you like to begin with the public hearing or with the closed session?
We can begin with the public hearing.
Okay, excellent. So the public hearing is a consideration to adopt proposed water and sewer rate increases. Having said that, we will continue with a staff update.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is a continued item from Monday, November 18th. I will pass it over to Martin Pastucha, who is the Interim Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mr. City Manager. So based on the discussion of the council last week, the city's ad hoc committee met last Friday on the 22nd of November at 10 a.m. Vice Mayor Ballin, as well as Councilmember Pacheco, along with the City Manager Kimball and myself, who called in on the line to discuss some various issues associated with last week's presentation. The committee had a full and robust discussion of the topics, including the income-based assistance program, interest and greater emphasis on water conservation. They were concerned about the rise in rates for the first year and the need for continued investment in infrastructure. So based on that discussion and feedback from the committee, the city's proposing the following revisions to the rates as proposed, or in the program as a whole. The income-based assistance program, the initial proposal was a $10 per billing period allocation for water and a $6 per billing period allocation for sewer for those that are income qualified. Based on a review of the components that can make up the funding for that particular program, including interest generated on revenue, as well as the penalties associated with late payments, we were able to go back and rework the calculations and believe that we can up that recommendations to up that program to $11 per billing period for water and $7 per billing period for sewer. It's essentially a 12.5% increase over what was proposed before. So it's $18 per billing period as opposed to $16 per billing period. And we think that the interest and the penalties that the city has available for it within those funds will be enough to fund that program. And that's assuming that we have full participation from, I think we estimate, about 1,500 accounts that would be eligible to participate in that program. The second thing was enhanced water conservation. I know there was some concerns with the tiered rates as proposed, the flat rate is being proposed as being not as strong a deterrent to water conservation. But we went back and looked at the water conservation program. The use of single family residential use of water. We found that almost 60% of the water use in residential was in tier one anyway, so it was in the lowest tier that the city had, and then 27% was in tier two, and 13% of the single-family usage was in tier three. So based on that, we're not necessarily sure the tiers are going to generate that much more water savings. Well, we think a more targeted approach may be better in the fact the two issues, the water study that was presented to you last weekend is the basis of these rates. We can't substantiate a tiered water rate because our source of water is from one source. We don't have a way of adjusting that cost to justify higher water usage results in higher cost. So the staff is proposing to develop partnerships with MWD and others to take a more proactive approach to water conservation, such as canvassing those that are those high water users and looking at programs such as water audits to volunteer to go out and if they're willing to entertain that, have us come out and conduct a water audit of their property, take a look at their usage, and determine things that programs that we can put in place that will help reduce their everyday use, such as toilet rebate programs, shower fixture programs, there's faucet diffusers. There's a number of programs that are offered through Metropolitan Water District and offering rebates for those activities that can reduce the impact. I think the other one is landscape is another rebate program that can be offered that can reduce the amount of consumption that a single-family resident can, so single-family residents can have that can reduce their bill. And so I think a more targeted approach at this point in time is a more effective, will be an effective measure, means of going forward with water conservation. If we find that we still can have continued issues like after that, the next water rate study, I think we can take a look at that or come back with some interim measures that may further enhance that use, but try and really reduce, get voluntary compliance for the reduction of water. Either way, the higher user is going to pay more than the average user, and the lower user just based upon the amount of consumption and that they use on a monthly basis. So I think there'll be some built-in incentive there for folks to achieve that.
And just really quickly, I would like the record to reflect that Councilmember Gonzalez entered at 4:11 p.m. And although I read the title for this agenda item, I would like to make it clear, subsection A, that I am reopening the continued Proposition 218 public hearing. You may proceed.
Thank you. So we think, again, that the an enhanced water conservation program on the city's part will help move the city forward and really target those high water users and reduce that water level down. The third issue we looked at was, I know there was a lot of concern about the steep incline in the rates the first year, which is a result of the change in the methodology from tiered rates to more of a flat rate issue. So there's a lot of, when you reweighted the rates, it put a lot more emphasis on that readiness to serve charge or that fixed rate of the bill, and then also it increased because of the elimination of tiers. It increased the cost per tier for our single tier went up per each gallon of water because you didn't have it weighted by the three tiers that we had before. So in doing so, there again, the first year seemed to have a very steep incline in cost. And we heard the council's concern and developed rates that came back with a rate that maybe allows a more smoothing of that ramp over a 2 and 3 year period so that there isn't as big an upfront cost to the residents. So just as an example, you can see that what was originally proposed was in January 1st, 2020, the fixed meter charge for 5/8 and 3/4 inch meters, which are primarily single family and multifamily meters, was going to go from 37 to 41.11 and end up to 44.41. What's being proposed is that rate go from 37.37 to 40.11 and then 42.11 the second year. So it smooths that fixed rate charge out. In addition, the commodity charge, which was originally proposed at $2.27 per each HCF, we've reduced that down as well. So we're going from 131 to 210 the first year and then to 240 the second year. So by the end of the by the time we get to the third year, we go back to a more smoother rate. The increases are much more consistent as we're going forward, and you don't have that as big a ramp up in that first year. That ramp up is spread out over the first 2 years until you get to the third year in the water rates. What the difference is, and on the average bill, is it goes from, it was 23% the first year for the average bill, or 22% the first year for the average bill, and then 8% for the second year, then 8% the third year. Well, the smoothing process will go from 22 to 15% for the first year for the average bill, 10% for the second year, and then 12% for the third year. So it's, again, a much more consistent application rates rather than that large ramp up in the first year. The same thing we had done for the sewer rates, as you can see, single-family and multifamily customer classes were billed a fixed-rate amount based on normal. They don't pay a consumption charge. Only the commercial pays for a consumption charge in the sewer rates. And I'm sorry these charts are so small. We tried to blow them up, but unfortunately, the way the graphics came from the consultant, was a little hard to get it done. But what we've done is instead of going from 65-40 for single-family residential, and they were the one that climbed the most, you can see that the multifamily residential and the commercial groups went from their rate to drop down, but the single-family went up a lot because of the reallocation of the allowance of sewer when you went to a more of a flatter rate. So if you look at that, you'll see that from 65-40 the first year in single-family residential, it was proposed to go to 78-35, then 79-93. What we're proposing is going from 65-40 to 72-59 the first year, then 79-93. What that is again, a 10% increase each year. So rather than 20% up front and then 2% thereafter, it goes to 10% the first year, 10% the second year, then it's 2% for the other 3 years thereafter. So again, it smooths the impact of the water and sewer rate over a multi-year period instead of an initial long-term period. So what the impact is to the revenues as a whole as a result of this is on the water side, we're essentially going to generate about $340,000 less than we anticipated of the $8.9 million that was proposed for capital improvements. We'll probably generate $330,000 left on the water side, and on the sewer side, the impact is $123,000 less in sewer funds over 5 years. I think the original five-year generation was $1.2 million. This will generate just a little over $1 million for capital improvements. So that kind of concludes the recommendations that we had made in terms of the rates going forward, and we think that this is hopefully addresses the council's concerns in regards to the large impact in the first year and allows us to generate the revenue necessary to meet the operational and infrastructure needs of the utility.
Councilmember Gonzalez.
Thank you so much. This is obviously extremely important. I'm glad to see the changes that have come by, because the one thing that was concerning is the increase, the amount of step that the first increase was, and especially with the change to the low-income consumers, and I'm always for, obviously, the water conservation, and maybe we can do something like a classes or something. I know we're trying to implement some things with our tree ad hoc committee, but maybe we also try to incorporate some type of parkway classes or something, so we can go into low tolerant or low water consumption areas for that as well. The only concerns that I had for this was obviously what I just mentioned, which was a large increase. I know it's going to be a hit on all of our consumers' pocketbooks, but it's something that has to happen, because the alternative to go to Metropolitan Water is that much more. So I'm just very happy with what the ad hoc committee brought back and, you know, smoothed it out a little bit for our community.
Councilmember Mendoza.
I'm happy to see that the rates have been adjusted for the low income, and, you know, being that we have at least 1,500, 1,700 residents that fall under that category, it's it's good to hear that. So, and the water conservation is a good plan, and it's an important issue. We need to preserve our, you know, fix our reservoirs. As I said last week, you know, protect our water and move on from there. Thank you.
I should have started with the ad hoc first, but I will go to her third. Vice Mayor.
I thank you very much. You did a really great job. This is what we asked of you, and Diego was in the room as well. And I know you couldn't see through the telephone, but he was taking good notes. Really good conversation with the ad hoc committee and management. Conservation, that is so key in this. And as I mentioned at the ad hoc committee, we were so understaffed there was no way we could implement a sound conservation program, even though Metropolitan was giving us showerheads, low-flow showerheads, and what have you. So this is an opportunity for the community once we can take advantage of these conservation methods. We may not even see an increase if we conserve on our water bill. But we would take a hit if we had to buy Metropolitan Water District water. It would be terrible. But worse than that, it would be the infrastructure that would suffer here in the city. And as I said the last time, our residents have a long memory. If they have a water main break and they don't have access to reliable, clean water, they're going to remember every one of our names and who was in management at the time. So it's such an important issue. And I think there's that saying, water's for fighting and whiskey's for drinking, right? I've heard that plenty of times. So I'm 100% supportive of this rate increase. I think you did an outstanding job, and I want to thank you, Martin. Very impressed. Thank you.
Thank you. I know you stated that the first year would be a 10% increase instead of 20%. What did you state for the second year? I didn't hear that portion.
Is that in the water or the sewer side?
And I think just
I'm sorry, the water side was 15% the first year and 10% the second year, as opposed to 22% the first year and 8% the second year.
And I think it also is important to know it really depends on
usage.
Which classification you're
in.
So that's kind of an average, but if you're, you know, if you use lower, it's not going to be as big of an increase.
So what would be the average dollar amount that the average or median San Fernando family would see the first year?
So the first increase as proposed under the new proposed rate would be $12.40 for a average user, 3/4 inch meter, 2,600 cubic feet usage per billing period. So it'd be $12.40 over 2 months.
So what is the dollar amount on that?
The new bill would for the average user it'd be $94.71, and currently it's $82.31. So it's $12.40 increase.
What do you say?
$12.40.
$0.40
for the average user. It's 26 HCF.
And obviously, for some people it'll be higher, and for others lower.
Yes.
Does that average already take into account that some people will have the low income discount, or
that did not? So you add
on. So it's approximately $12 extra per month, or sorry, per billing cycle, not per month. So approximately $6 per month. Is that correct?
Yes.
$6 per month, except for those who qualify for the low income.
Yeah. The low income, if you're an average user and you weren't as part of the low income program before you qualified, now your actual bill will go down by essentially almost $6, $5.60, because if the council approves this proposal, it's $18 for low income assistance. I'm sorry. That would be $11, so just about break even, yeah, because this is the water side and there's the other portion that applies the sewer. So the water side would be $11, a $12.40 bill, so essentially a $1.40 increase.
And I know that it was lowered from the original proposal, yeah. But was it impossible to lower it anymore the first couple of years so it's an even smoother transition, or was that not feasible?
It gets tougher because there is obviously a need to invest in infrastructure. And so every dollars you're taking away, you can't take away from the operating side, but it comes out of the amount of infrastructure dollars that we have available. So the greater the reduction, the less dollars you have available for projects. So this is less pipeline work we'd be able to do.
Mm-hmm. I am less enthusiastic about the mayor about seeing this on the agenda. I think that there were some decisions made in the past that I didn't agree with, which dampers my enthusiasm for supporting this. But at the end of the day, the worst situation would be actually having a disaster as a result of not getting these passed. And so for that reason alone, I will support it. I don't think that making a bad decision today really ameliorates any poor decisions in the past. And so having said that, I am ready to move forward unless there's any additional council discussion.
I would like to ask about the grants. If the city were to apply for some grants, because it is mentioned in the agenda, how would that affect the price increases and all that?
Well, the grants we'd be applying for some of the projects that are not included in the capital side. So like the new reservoir, we had $5 million grant that we got. If we get additional grant dollars, and that would fund that cost, we wouldn't need to take that out of the rates necessarily. What we had proposed in the rates was strictly water line replacement, and there isn't usually a lot of grant funding for water line replacement. It's usually for other particular issues.
I see. Thank you.
Having said that, at this point, I will open public testimony, also known as public comment. Are there any members of the public here to speak? No. We have a staffer and a five-year-old, and neither of them is up here to speak. I will move to close public testimony and comment on this. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? It appears that there are none, in which case the motion carries. Is there any additional council discussion?
I move the item.
So the Vice Mayor's motion is to move items F, G, and H per staff's recommendation. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there a second?
And I'd just like to announce for the record that the city only received those original 9 protests that were submitted by November 18th. And we mailed out approximately 6,675 notices.
Thank you. So now with that announcement, I will move for a motion. This Vice Mayor's motion is to approve items F, G, and H per staff direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
She said yes. The mic's not on. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Gonzalez?
Yes.
Councilmember Mendoza?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Ballin?
Yes.
And Mayor Fajardo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
The motion passes. And having said that, we will now recess to closed session.
It is now 4:46 p.m. The city attorney will report out from closed session.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. The city council is now back in open session, having met in closed session, all members excluding members Gonzalez and Pacheco being present. An update was provided by City Manager Kimball on various labor negotiation items, feedback given by the City Council, but no final action taken. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn the special meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
Does anyone object? No one object. The motion carries. We are adjourned at 4:47 p.m.